a blessed holy Thursday or Monday/Maundy Thursday to you, Seth. What a convoluted greeting. How are you?
Thank you, Jonathan. That was a convoluted greeting, but this is a strange day with a strange name, so it makes sense.
It is.
Somehow.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. This celebration, Holy Thursday, is intended as part of Holy Week festivities to kind of take us down a different sort of path, different pathway. It's kind of, if Lent was in one direction and Palm Sunday kind of turns a corner, it feels like today and tomorrow, Good Friday, pull us back into that other space for a little bit before Easter itself. And what a story this is. The story of Jesus' last night with his disciples, where he embodies what it means to serve others. And the scripture passages are not only about this experience in particular, but also the recap of this Last Supper that's found in 1 Corinthians. There's a reference to Psalm 116, to portions of it, that are talking about praising God because of sacrifices that God deserves. And also references to Exodus 12, the story of the 10th and final plague, while Israel was in bondage in Egypt, where God kills the firstborn child of everyone who has not put lamb's blood over their door, the story of Passover. So there's these connections to all these experiences, and as Jesus prepares to sit down and have the traditional Passover meal with his disciples, which is the foundation for how we celebrate Holy Communion, he gets down and washes the grimy, dusty feet of his disciples who have been wearing sandals in the deserts of Palestine for who knows how long. He takes on the role of a servant at a meal he was hosting. So Seth, I'm just curious for a little reflection from you on what it means to have a God who serves. And I'm not talking like the kids talking about serving looks. I am talking about God who is willing to forego the seat at the head of the table to instead wash his friend's feet.
This passage comes at, you know, toward the end of the gospel, but I just think it's so paradigmatic for everything that we've seen Jesus do, you know, from the beginning of his earthly ministry. Like, what he has always been about is serving others, is healing, is liberation. And I just think, like, it shows me so clearly what God is like, but it also shows me a path forward. So it also shows me what to do, how to live my life. And to say that that's meaningful to me is not nearly strong enough. I think, like, I have tried to use that example to shape my life, to try and serve other people, maybe not by washing feet, because frankly I'm pretty disgusted by feet, but, you know, to help people when they need it, you know, even in little tiny ways, right? And I think that that's one thing that I sometimes forget about washing feet, is that, like, it's a small gesture, and you do it one at a time, but it embodies something much bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And it's not, sometimes I'm so tempted, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, to like try and pursue like really big solutions. Like, oh, well, what if instead of washing feet, we built new showers for everyone, so that like these people whose feet are dirty from living in Palestine could clean them themselves? But I think actually it might be up to me to do something small, to do tiny acts of service that connect me with other people, that connect me with God's larger mission. And just to try and put that like in a more modern perspective, instead of you know, only advocating for people to have access to food. Like, what does it look like to give individual people, you know, food when they need it? What does it look like to serve at the soup kitchen? You know, to put the food on the tray, to help get it ready. So again, for me, it shows me what God is like, that central to God's character is service. But it also shows me how to live my life. I hope I'm at least doing a little of it, but I know I'm not doing it perfectly. Yeah.
This story always reminds me of the lengths that God is willing to go to in order to extend welcome.
Because feet are gross. Yeah, I feel that. So.
And just we've talked a lot about reversals and subversion this Lent, but just thinking about how this story turns a bunch of expectations on their heads over who should be doing what. I think those are great lengths to go to. Lengths that I'd like to explore a little bit more myself. Seth, I have a prayer for us this Holy Thursday. Could I share it with you?
Oh, I would.
With our listeners?
I would absolutely love that.
Let's pray. We are continually astounded, Holy One. We thought you were far away, but here you are, ever nearer. You ask us to remember how you have delivered your people, to remember why you came to us in our time of need, to remember what kind of ruler you are. When everyone sought to lift you up, you took to the floor instead, ready to wash your disciples' feet, ready to honor your friends who had no status. On that night, you wore no robe or crown, just a towel, ready to serve before a different robe and crown were forced upon you. We show who we are in deep distress. God, who joins us in our distress, thank you for showing us who you are in Christ. You are a God who turns tables, ruler of rulers, servant of servants, in power over the powerful, poorer than the poorest. We pray for the courage to set tables to feast together with our friends, with those who we know will betray us, with the hungry, with you. Let our feasts not be contained within our walls or churches, these spaces we've set aside for us, not them. We beg for tables to be set in Richmond and York, Harrisburg and Washington, D.C., Ukraine and Gaza, Ethiopia and the Congo, tables with room for all to share and trade our weapons for forks and chopsticks. Help us set those tables. In you, God, we know what it means to serve, and by your Spirit, what it doesn't take to lead. Give us your tender touch to build our communities with love, a bent knee, a towel, and a basin. Give us Christ so we can be Christ for the world. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed Good Friday. Nope.
that's got to be the like blooper.
We don't have bloopers anymore.
Well, maybe this one can have a blooper.